Sporting Memories Group used to meet in Crystal Peaks and Manitop Libraries. It's a group which uses sporting memories and physical activity to tackle loneliness and dementia. Memories like these.
Gonna take a sentimental journey. Gonna sit my heart at ease.
It's clear from Doug's diaries that his love of sport, and particularly football, shines through. Once again, there was an opportunity to put his army boots to good use. All this before turning his attention to another attractive proposition.
There were games of football to be played. I participated in quite a few, for a platoon, company and battalion, scoring a few goals. Some I still remember, especially the good ones. There's the one I scored for D Company as a guest, our third mortar team attached to D Company. At Seyðisfjörður, a 30-yarder from the left wing on the run for goal. Hit it on the bounce, it flew in via the underside of the crossbar. Its effect was electrifying. I was feted as a hero, being the winning goal.
Well, those are the wartime memories of Douglas Longstaff, as recorded by his son, John, who's a volunteer with the Sporting Memories Group, and we can talk to John now. Good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon, Ali.
Those memories are up on your group's website, aren't they, at the moment? But
yeah,
part of the content available to members in lockdown, and this must be a big help.
Yes, I think it is. They've gone down very well. I'm really proud able to work with Glyn Maguire of the Reporters Academy in Media City to get me dad's written notes actually in a form that everybody can listen to. I'm really pleased that they're on the website with many more interesting items as well.
So tell me a bit more about what you used to do in the group before lockdown came along.
Well, I mean, we started at Crystal Peaks Library about just over 4.5 years ago, and at Manor Library about 3 years ago. And it was originally meetings for people with early stage dementia or Alzheimer's, loneliness and isolation, and aimed at men because it was considered that men found it more difficult to mix and get out and talk, more harder to do than women. And we met every Tuesday and Wednesday at Crystal Peaks and Manor, 18 a week at Crystal Peaks, 15 a week at Manor, and using sport as a medium to get men talking, because most, not all, but most men are interested in sport. So we have a bit of banter, a lot of banter. We talk about football, cricket, rugby. We have quizzes, we have guests. And that's what we were doing for all those years until lockdown came in. It's helped many men to adjust to the sort of isolation and loneliness and make a contribution every week at the library. It's been terrific fun.
And now, of course, you can't meet up like you used to.
No.
What are you doing instead?
Well, we were sort of almost devastated at first when we were told that we couldn't go into the library, obviously for very good reasons. So we got together briefly at Sainsbury's Cafe at Crystal Peaks and had a sort of planning meeting and decided that we'd try to... we were unfamiliar with the term Zoom and stuff like that, being elderly, of course. We had a couple of meetings, only about four of us, on WhatsApp, but decided that wasn't quite good enough for us. So we explored Zoom, and one of our members, Keith Firminger, opened up Zoom for us, and every week on Tuesday mornings, 14 of us get together for about an hour and a half and go through more or less what we were going through when we were meeting in a live environment. We have quizzes. A couple of special guests we've had recently, Chris Turner and Will Evans, who your listeners may well know. Quizzes and banter and news items and jokes. It's been great. It's been a godsend.
What about those who aren't online, don't have access to things like Zoom?
Yeah, it's difficult. I personally phone upwards of about a dozen people every week to 10 days to keep in touch, to make sure they're all right and have a chat. And the word banter keeps coming up. It's my favourite word, and it's what we do very well. I mean, as you get older, you tend to banter more than anything. I speak to those on a regular basis. I also contact them by telephone, by WhatsApp or text, and occasionally send them cards for birthdays, anniversaries, and any other events. So 95% of the people who were at the meetings we've been able to keep in touch with during the lockdown, which has been great. and I think the people have been grateful for that.
Now, presumably, if people aren't already members of the group, would they like the sound of what they hear, can they still join in lockdown?
Well, they can. I mean, at Crystal Peaks, to be fair, we're almost at maximum. We could probably squeeze one or two more in, possibly. At Manor, we've got room for another four or five comfortably. And there are groups around most of the libraries in Sheffield, like Ecclesall, Woodseats, Woodhouse. I think there's one still going at Firth Park. Yeah, so they can make inquiries at any of the local libraries anyway, and if there isn't a Sporting Memories group at that library, I'm sure the librarians will put them in touch with the library where Sporting Memories does take place. And they're welcome to join our Zoom meetings, providing we don't get overwhelmed. We've got a website. Ian Stewart, our sort of pet scouser, who's left us to go and live in Oxford, but we still managed to lasso him. He set up a Sporting Memories website for us, where we've got jokes and stories and films. If people want to look at the website, it's at www.smsheffield.co.uk. And there's a contact us section at the top left-hand corner of the website. If they want to either contribute to the website or join the Zoom meeting or subsequently join one of our weekly meetings at the libraries, they can get in touch with us by that method.
Well, you're doing a sterling job. It's great talking to you as well. Thanks very much indeed then to John Longstaff there.